of that wheelchair.
I know it wouldn't work, Fred. Why don't you just give up?
And let Wilma catch me in a lie? Not to do it.
They're catching up to us, Fred. It's no use. Let's give up.
Not on your life, Barney. We'll beat them home, take that costume off, and deny everything. Some dinner, honey. Like I always say, nobody, but nobody can make dinosaur braten the way you do.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed it, dear. By the way, got any plans for tonight?
No, why?
I thought we might go to a movie. They're showing Swiss Family Rubberstone with James Slagney at the Bedrock Theater.
No, I don't want to go out tonight, honey. I'm too tired. I'm just going to relax in my easy chair and watch television.
Oh, Fred, whenever I want to go someplace, you're always too tired. If it was something you wanted to see, you'd go fast enough.
Not tonight, I wouldn't. I tell you, I'm bushed. I'm going to watch TV for a while, and I'm going to hit the sack nice and early. Come in.
Hi, Fred.
Oh, hello, Barney.
Say, can I perhaps have a word with you in private?
If it'll make you happy, my friend, shoot.
Hey, you want to play a little poker tonight, Fred? There's going to be a game at Sam Quartz's house.
No, I don't think so. I'm kind of tired tonight, Barney.
Oh, that's too bad, Fred. The whole gang will be there. Even Stanley Stonebruise.
That pigeon? Oh, boy. If there's one guy I can always beat at poker, it's Stanley Stonebruise. I'll tell Wilma we're going. Uh-oh.
What's the matter, Fred?
Wilma wanted me to take her to the movies, and I said nothing could get me out of the house tonight.
So?
So how am I going to tell her I'm going out to play poker?
As the saying goes, this is a pretty kettle of donuts.
Donuts, that's fish. A pretty kettle of fish.
Yeah, but I don't like fish, Fred.
Oh, boy. You're a big help, you are. Well, I gotta tell her, so I might as well get it over with. Wilma! Oh, Wilma!
Well, what is it? Oh, hello, Barney.
Hiya, Wilma.
What did you want, Fred?
I have to go out.
Out? What for?
Well, Barney has just brought me some terrible news, didn't you, Barney?
Me? Oh, you mean about not liking fish?
No. I mean about Stanley Stonebruise. Honey, Stanley is very sick, and he's calling for me. I gotta rush to his side.
What's the matter with him?
Nobody knows. He's got three doctors working night and day trying to find out. They give him shots, pills, transfusions, but nothing works. Poor Stanley. He just lies there getting weaker and weaker, and he keeps calling for me.
But what can you do?
Plenty. I can hold his hand or let him hold my hand.
Sure. Oh, there's bound to be a lot of hand-holding tonight.
Excellent, young monkey. So, I gotta go, Wilma, honey. Tired as I am, I gotta drag my weary bones out of the house and stay with Stanley. I can just hear him now, lying there and calling, Fred. Fred, where are you, Fred? Come to me, Fred. Where are you, pal?
Gee, the poor guy. Hey, maybe you shouldn't go. Well, maybe whatever he's got is contagious.
Quiet. No, in a case like this, I can't think of myself. I must think of Stanley, who needs me. Come, Barney, let us be on our errand of mercy, or it's too late.
Wait. Barney, is this true? Is this Stanley person really so sick?
Well, all I can say is I wouldn't be surprised if tonight he cashed in his chips.
Good night, Wilma. Don't wait up for me.
How about that, Fred? 6 pots in a row.
Hey, Stanley's doing pretty good for a sick man, Alfred.
Oh, he's just lucky. Wait until the next hand. I call you Stanley. What do you got?
3 6s any good?
Ha-ha! 3 9s. I beat you again, Stanley. Come on, you guys. How about a little action?
I've had it, pal. You cleaned me out.
Besides, it's getting late, Fred.
How about you, Stanley? Want to play some more?
No, I guess not. You're too hot for me.
Okay, I'll just count my chips and see how much I won.
You were sure lucky tonight, Fred. Imagine, winning 200 clams. Hot diggity dog.
Not lucky, Barney boy. Skillful. There's no such thing as luck. By the way, how did you make out?
I lost 3 1/4.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, you and Sam were the only winners. Well, he won about $4.
He did, eh? Well, it's too bad he won you $3 and not me, Barney. If I had won it, I'd give it back to you.
Hey, Fred, I hate to spoil your good mood, but...
Nothing could spoil my good mood, Barney, my lad. What is it?
How are you going to explain that $200 to Wilma?
Well, easy. I'll just tell her Now, why did you have to bring that up? You spoiled my good mood.
Sorry, Fred. Forget I mentioned it.
How can I forget it? Wilma thinks I've been visiting a sick friend. How am I going to count for the money?
Well, you could tell her you found it.
That's it. I found it. Yeah. I happened to look down. There it was lying in the street. That sounds all right, don't it?
It could happen.
Sure it could. But to make it sound even better, let me have your wallet, Barney.
What for? There's nothing in it. Besides, it's just about all wore out.
That's even better. Let me have it.
Okay. Here.
It'll sound better to say the money was in a wallet instead of just lying around loose. You get it?
Yeah.
You gotta think. You gotta think of all the angles, Barney.
Well, I think honesty is the best policy. Why don't you just tell her the truth, Fred?
Are you kidding? Why tell your wife the truth when you don't have to? Anyway, it's just a little white lie. And what harm is there in telling a little white lie? Wilma! Oh, Wilma! I'm glad you're still up, honey. Guess what happened on my way home?
You found a wallet with a fortune in it.
I found a wallet with a... How did you know?
Know what, Fred?
About the wallet. You know something, Barney? That ain't a wedding ring we give our wives when we get married. It's a radar set. Once they put it on, they can tell where we go, what we're doing, even what we're thinking.
What are you talking about, Fred? You mean you did find some money?
Did I? Just cast your lovely peepers on this. 200 smackaroos money. 200 lovely, beautiful, gorgeous smackaroos.
Yeah, Fred was lucky tonight. I mean, skillful.
Boy, that's fantastic. How did you happen to find it?
I was walking along, I looked down, and there it was.
$200? That's a fortune, Fred. And there was no identification in the wallet?
None at all. That's what makes me feel so bad. There's absolutely no way of finding out who lost it.
Oh, yes, there is, Fred.
Huh? How?
Well, put an ad in the paper. You know, wallet found, owner can have by identifying.
Barney's right, Fred.
But.
Tomorrow morning, I'll call Daisy Kilgranite. She works in the lost and found department of the Bedrock Chronicle. She'll tell me how to place the ad.
But.
I'm going to bed now. I'll keep this money under my pillow for safekeeping. Good night, Barney.
Good night, Wilma.
Good night, honey. Do you nincompoop, you chowder head? What's the idea suggesting that ad?
I was only trying to help, Fred. After all, when somebody really finds something, well, they try to find out who lost it, don't they?
Yeah. And if you don't keep your fat mouth shut, you're gonna lose a couple of teeth.
Hello? Bedrock Chronicle? Will you please connect me with Daisy Kilgranite? Thank you.
Extra by Daisy Kilgranite. friends and relatives of Mrs. Charles E. Birthstone will be happy to hear she is suing this reporter. Daisy Kilgrannett speaking. What's news?
Hello, Daisy. This is Wilma Flintstone.
Wilma, how are you, dear?
Just fine. I'd like to put an ad in your paper.
Sure, go ahead. Your husband found a wallet? I see. Well, is this the kind of wallet worn above the waist? Is it bigger than a bread box? I see. Just a plain old wallet.
Okay, Wilma, I'll see that your ad gets into the afternoon edition. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Daisy, and thanks.
Here it is, Barney. Found man's wallet containing large sum of money. Call Bedrock 313.
Well, it doesn't say very much, does it, Fred?
If you ask me, it says too much. Wilma didn't have to say large sum of money. That's a dead giveaway.
Oh, I don't see how, Fred. Well, the word large doesn't necessarily mean $200.
No, but it gives you a good idea. Say some crook calls up to claim the wallet, see?
Yeah.
He knows it's a large sum of money, so he says, $150. Wilma says no, so he calls up again. And in a different voice, he says, $160, then $170. Three more calls, and he hits the jackpot.
Gee, I don't blame you for being worried, Fred. Anybody can claim that money.
Yeah, and that's exactly what somebody's gonna do. Come on, Barney, you're gonna be somebody.
But, Fred, do I have to?
Come on, Barney, be a pal.
I can't, Fred. Oh, I just can't.
Come back here, you coward. Our friendship depends on it. You want somebody else to get the money?
No, but why do I have to lie, Fred? Why can't I tell the truth?
What is this mania you got for telling the truth? You must have been weaned on sodium pentothal or something. Anyway, it's only a little white lie. What harm is there in a little white lie? Now get in here. Call up Wilma.
Hello? Yes, this is Bedrock 313. You're calling to claim the wallet? Can you describe it? Yes. Yes, that's right. $200 was in it. Well, it looks like it's yours, all right. May I ask your name, madam?
My name,
Shimmelstone. Tilly Shimmelstone.
Tilly Shimmelstone is my name. And, I'm sure I'm glad someone honest found my money. See, I'm a poor old widow, you know. And it was, every cent I had in the world.
I'm very happy for you, Mrs. Shimmelstone. Now, when do you want to come over and pick up your wallet?
Oh, no. I can't do that. See, I'm too sick. I broke my leg. Skiing. I'm in a wheelchair, like. It's very painful. Listen. Oh!
Oh, you poor thing. I'll bring the wallet over to your house.
No, you can't do that. I got no address. And that money I lost was for the rent. And when I couldn't pay it, the landlord kicked me out.
Tell him to mail it care of general delivery.
Yeah. Why don't you send it to the post office, care of general delivery?
All right, Mrs. Shimmelstone. I'll have my husband mail it tonight, and you'll get it first thing in the morning.
Oh, bless you, my child. Bless you. Goodbye, dearie.
It went perfect. Just like I said. Now we'll rush home, and Wilma will tell me she found the owner of the wallet.
Don't Fred.
Then she'll ask me to mail it to Tilly Shimmelstone, and that's it. I got back my $200.
Oh, I gotta hand it to you, Fred. You sure know what you're doing.
Ain't it the truth? Oh, Wilma, I'm home.
Hello, Fred. I've got good news for you. The wallet has been claimed.
It has? By who, I wonder?
By a dear, sweet old lady. She asked me to mail the wallet to her. Oh, I'm so glad we put the ad in the paper. It was all the money the poor woman had in the world.
Well, let's not keep the old lady waiting. You want me to rush out and mail the wallet, right?
Oh, that won't be necessary, Fred.
What?
I was so anxious for her to get it back, I mailed it right after she called. Fred, what was that? Are you all right, Fred?
Oh, he's all right, Wilma. Just a little overcome with joy over the good news. Come on, Fred. Snap out of it. Come on, boy. Up on your feet, Fred.
Yeah, I had a bad time there for a minute last night, but it's going to work out okay after all. All I do is pick up the package with the wallet in it at the post office. What's so hard about that?
I don't know, Fred, but it ain't working out as easy as you said it would.
Oh, stop worrying. You'll see.
Okay. Okay, Fred.
Here we are. Now, you wait here, Barney. I'll pick up the package and be right out.
Okay, Fred.
Good morning, my good clerk. I believe you have something for Mrs. Tilly Shimmelstone?
Shimmelstone? I'll see. Hey, Mac! Anything for Shimmelstone?
Yeah, there's a package here.
Okay, let's have it. There it is. Mrs. Tilly Shimmelstone, care of General Delivery.
That's it. Allow me to congratulate you, sir, on the excellency of your postal service. Neither rain nor sleet nor snow can keep
Mrs. Tilly Shimmelstone?
Can keep the hearty... Me?
I cannot give you the package.
What do you mean you can't give it to me?
The law says I can only deliver this to the addressee. Mrs. Shimmelstone will have to call for it herself.
But she can't. She's a sick old lady. Broke her leg skiing. She's in a wheelchair.
Oh, that's tough, mister, but the law is the law.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm a taxpayer, and I'm going to demand an investigation. What kind of a shady operation you running here, anyway?
How'd you make out, Fred? You get the package?
No, a slight complication come up.
Complication? Oh, what do we do now?
I don't know yet. Let me think.
Well, you got one thing anyway.
Yeah, what's that?
A ticket for illegal parking in a red zone.
Daisy Kilgrannon speaking. Oh, hello, Wilma. Did you see your ad in the paper?
Yes, and it got immediate results. Uh-huh. A poor old widow lost the money.
A widow? In a wheelchair? Evicted? Oh, my goodness. She's going to pick it up this morning at the post office? Say, what a story for my column. Why don't you meet me there, Wilma? This could be the story of the year. Stop the presses!
Stop the presses!
Stop the presses! Stop the presses!
Hold it, Josephine.
I don't know, Fred. I ain't so sure this will work.
Of course it'll work. Now stop worrying and start acting like Mrs. Shimmelstone. Besides, can you think of any other way to get that package?
Good morning, young man.
Oh, good morning.
I've come for my package. I'm Tilly Shimmelstone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. Well, you'll have to sign for it first, Mrs. Shimmelstone. Here you are.
Oh, thank you. Where should I sign?
On the dotted line, Mrs. Shimmelstone.
Tilly Shim... And nephew, how do you spell Shimmelstone?
Shimmelstone? Let's see. S-C-H-M-O-S-I-I... Shut up and sign it, you lunkhead. You're trying to queer this whole thing?
Oh, here you are, young man.
Thanks, lady, and here's your package.
My pleasure. Ta-ta, young man.
Nice old lady, that Mrs. Shimmelstone. Nice old lady.
It worked, Fred. It worked.
Of course it did. With Fred Flintstone as mastermind, anything will work. Now let's get out of here.
Wait. Hold it, Mrs. Shimmelstone. Just a moment, please. Oh, thank goodness I got here in time. Grab a shot, photographer. Another one, quick. Get that expression of surprise on her face.
Hold it. What do you think you're doing?
Who are you?
I'm his nephew.
His nephew?
I mean his niece. Her nephew.
Well, I'm Daisy Kilgrannon from the Bedrock Chronicle, and we want to get some pictures of your poor aunt recovering her money.
Pictures?
Pictures?
Let's get out of here, Fred.
Yes, yeah, sorry, lady. No pictures.
Fred, I lost my wig.
That ain't all you're going to lose. Look who's coming in the doorway.
Fred Flintstone, you come back here. Taxi. Follow that wheelchair.
Gee, lady, this is the first time I ever followed a wheelchair. Hop in. I know it wouldn't work, Fred. Why don't you just give up?
And let Wilma catch me in a lie? Nothing doing.
There's a big trailer truck ahead.
Hold tight, Barney.
Faster, driver. Don't let them get away.
Don't worry, ma'am. I won't lose them. They're catching up to us, Fred. It's no use. Let's give up.
Not on your life, Barney. We'll beat them home, take that costume off, and deny everything.
Gee, lady. They run right into the rock wall.
Fred! Barney! Say something, Fred. Speak to me.
Beat you again, Stanley. I got four queens.
Come on, Barney. Snap out of it.
Oh, hi, Betty. What's going on?
That's what I want you to tell me when we get home.
All right, Fred. Start explaining. Where did you find this wallet? Or didn't you?
Well, not exactly.
All right, Fred. Where did the money come from?
The money? Well, what money? Knock on the head. Must have given me amnesia or something.
Fred, I want the truth. Whose money is it?
All right. You force me, I'll tell the truth. It's Barney's.
Huh? What are you saying, Fred?
Where did you get $200, Barney?
Well, you'll have to ask Fred. He's the expert on financial matters.
Well, he saved it up, penny by penny. Walking to work instead of taking the bus. Doing our jobs. And you know why?
Why?
Yeah, why?
He was gonna surprise you with it, Betty. Barney wanted to give you that money for your birthday so you could buy anything you want.
Oh, Barney, you angel. Oh, you're the sweetest husband a girl ever had.
There's still one thing I don't understand. Why were you keeping the money, Fred?
So Betty wouldn't find it. And I had to tell you I found it because Barney made me promise I wouldn't tell a soul about him saving it up, see?
Oh, Fred, I'm sorry I suspected anything. Will you forgive me?
Of course, sweetheart.
Barney, let's go home, and I'll fix you a nice dinner for being so sweet.
Barney, I'll take care of that money for you.
Why? Why should you take care of it?
Well, I've been doing it so long, I'm sort of in the habit.
Oh, don't be silly. You keep it, Barney. It's yours.
Gee, thanks, Wilma. Oh, boy. $200.
I've got a great idea. Let's take that money and blow ourselves to a real good time tonight. And we'll take Wilma and Fred with us.
Hey, sounds like a great idea to me, honey. How about it, Mr. and Mrs. Flintstone? Would care to help us blow $200?
I'd love it.
But.
But what, Fred?
But, no.
Happy birthday, Betty.
Oh, silly. It isn't my birthday yet.
So what's the difference? Everybody having a good time?
I am.
Me too.
How about you, Fred?
Fred, what are you doing?
I'm mad enough to see what this evening of merriment and frivolity is costing.
I don't see why it bothers you. It's Barney's money.
Sure, Fred. If it was your money, I wouldn't worry about it.
Will you boys excuse us for a moment? We girls want to freshen up a bit.
Of course, ladies. And on the way, ask the orchestra leader to play Stone Dust. I'll tip him big.
Oh, I've never seen Barney spend money so freely before.
For crying out loud, Barney. Take it easy. That's my money you're spending.
I know, Fred, but what can I do about it? You want me to tell Wilma you wanted playing cards?
No. Of course not.
You see? My hands are tied. Hey, waiter! More champagne. Bring another 6 bottles.
6 more bottles? There goes the rest of my 200.
Barney, what's wrong with Fred?
I think the last 6 bottles of champagne were too much for him. Come on, Fred. Snap out of it, boy. Up on your feet. Up, boy. Up, 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 up.